very easy. As usual, yes.
It seems like you have many views about what is right or wrong or how it should be, but there's no view on when it comes to the reality. The reality is the reality.
Right.
So it is really just, if we have views, then those are the views until there's more banya, and then we'll have different views again. And there's always the reality is the thing. That there's no viewpoint on reality, but there's viewpoints on everything else.
No viewpoints about visible object?
Well, you can have those views, but the visible object's just visible object. That's the difference. You know, we can have all sorts of views coming up, and that's what is there. We can't change that. That's the understanding that's there. Whatever arises is nama. But the thing about the characteristic of reality is that for everybody it's the same. So we live with what our understanding is. Can't do much about it.
So the beginning step of the development of panya to understand reality is knowing what moment is awareness arising and no awareness arising at all. This is the first point. Because we can have a lot of thinking or considering about realities, but whether awareness arises or not.
Well, when awareness does arise, isn't that also called right view?
When it's right awareness, yeah, it has to be right view. Wrong view cannot condition right awareness at all.
So there is view, but we need right view.
No, not against the views. The fact is that we can talk about views. Everybody has different views. But the characteristic of realities is always the same thing. It never varies.
No concept at moment of awareness arising.
Yeah, so you mean by view thinking about it?
Yeah, we think about it. I mean, we can question whether it's the right thinking or the wrong thinking, and but that's just the way it is. There's nothing you can do about that. It's going to be thinking that way. But that's also a distraction from knowing reality sometimes, when it's just thinking about whether it's the right thinking or the wrong thinking.
When right awareness arises, can that be wrong view of it?
I feel that electric magnetic thing happening.
This is thinking.
I know, it's absolutely thinking. Winding
you're
you up
meant to feel it.
Yes, I know. So I'm responding in the appropriate way. Not appropriate. In the way I've accumulated. Just have to study the object, whatever it is.
Just
it's
visible.
A rising visible object, sound.
I met a man in my job, and somehow it came up he was Buddhist. So I said, well, what do you study, or where did you become interested? And he said, I've chanted for 20 years. So I said, well, that's good, but do you study? Or? And he said, no, I just chant 4 hours a day for 20 years.
In order to be a Buddhist?
And well, it made me think about chanting, like monks chant, and people say prayers, and people wien tien. So I was just thinking about the function of that in many different practices. Of course, at that moment, it's kind of a funny story. Airplane flew over very low, and he went running to the window and started screaming at the airplane and shaking his one finger at it.
With the dosa or what?
Oh, yeah. It was kind of funny because it was chanting. But it made me think about...
He didn't chant at the time.
Maybe that's the chanting he did, I don't know.
Maybe that's the chanting.
But then, you know, monks chant and people do other things that are very...
What are you saying, that he got out of chanting and wanted to do?
He felt that was it. That's all he needed to do to be enlightened, I guess. I don't know, it was...
Maybe a Buddhist. Mm. You think that a Buddhist should chant, right?
Chant.
Well, this is it. I have a friend who does samatha meditation, 8 hours a day. And I said to him one day, I said, you do the samatha meditation, and you learn anything from it, you get any understanding. He said, no. I said, so why are you doing it? And he couldn't give me an answer. And the only thing I could think of is that he must be having lopa when he's doing it all the time.
He has nothing else to do.
Well, now he has, but...
So why do you refer to it as samatha meditation?
He tells me it's... I don't know what he's doing.
So what is chanting again?
That's a great question.
What is chanting? Well, the people who do it, now this is what they do.
It seems
my friend Pat, she does this chanting.
Reciting without understanding.
Well, they believe that the chanting creates some kind of vibrations which somehow or other affects the mind and body. And I said, how can you know that? It's just thinking about
what
it.
What form to have such experience?
They claim that will bring them closer to Atman.
Yes.
I mean, that's their thing. Okay, that's their thing.
So, nothing to do with anatheness.
Right. Mm-hmm. And all these people have these different ideas. And she does this all the time. She chants and she thinks it's a vibration created. And I said, did you ever study it and look at it and see whether there really is anything out in there?
I was wondering at the purpose of it, or even people who say prayers or do... Whatever ceremony that they repeat, we can't know someone else's motivation.
Motivation.
I think that we better have clear understanding of what chanting is. Otherwise, we keep on thinking about this purpose of this person or that person, but what chanting is.
Reciting.
Pali terms, with or without understanding. And is that the purpose of the Buddha's teaching? To have people recite without understanding. So there must be some reason, because people in the old days do understand what that word means, because it's like our language. We speak Thai and we know the meaning of the Thai word. So they spoke Pali in the old days, so they understood what did it mean. So it's just chanting what they have heard, so that they could understand better.
So by repeating it, improves
by it? By thinking, just in mind or just speaking. It depends, see? Because sometimes when you are alone, you don't have to speak out at all. They can be just thinking. For example, chanting can be just in mind. Namo tassa, you don't have to speak out. But the word is said by thinking, by moment of thinking. But what form? How it come to be like that? What motivates it?
It's very similar to people who maybe study Abhidhamma but never realizes the moment. It's just a memory of it.
Yeah, well, they just memorize
it. Is that the purpose of Buddha?
No.
I was just thinking that it seems that all the teachings can relate to the present moment. So that's the purpose of reading or studying the teachings, to understand the spirit.
If you think about the monks in the old days, before there was a book written, the way they keep the teachings is by remembering and chanting for the other to hear and to keep the meaning.
So we chant with understanding. There must be understanding to understand the purpose of chanting. The monks at that time. But here we come to believing that chanting will create understanding.
The purpose of monks in the old days is trying to keep the teachings by chanting, and they understood what the words mean. Not just chanting without any understanding at all. No use to chant like that.
Chanting is really no different to reading a book, isn't it? If one knows why one reads the book.
Just like reminders. Or to have people understand, keep on from one generation to another generation. Otherwise, who can have that understanding? So it's not the tradition to chant in order to be a Buddhist, but to be a Buddhist is to develop understanding, learning, considering. You pay respect to Buddha? All Buddhists, Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa.
I want to listen to Dhamma, isn't that paying respect to the Buddha?
Yes, but through word and speech and mind. When we see someone and we pay respect by deeds, action, posture, and when we pay respect to Buddha, we act the same way. And even you don't speak out Namo Tassa Bhagavato, it depends at that moment. With respect, it's all right. But when you say Namo Tassa at that moment, Namo Tassa, you think of his virtues.
What about Itibisolo?
If you understand that, not just Itibisolo and don't know what Itibisolo is.
In any case, it has to be natural. Sometimes we remember the teachings, and sometimes we relate to the teacher, and at that time they can be thinking about his qualities.
When citta is kusala, it will condition the ways of manners and speech as its condition. We don't step on the Buddha's image or the photograph or the picture of the Buddha's image, because that moment is motivated by kusala. So when it's kusala, different manners.
So like when we visit the holy places, we recite or chant, so it doesn't mean don't recite or chant, because it can just be a custom.
Maybe consideration for the people around you. So.
Yes, exactly.
And one knows one's citta at that moment,
right,
whether it's kusala or not.
But we can only know our own citta. We can't know the other person. So whether it appears that they're chanting or doing anything, that could
mean we don't know. It's just up to us and our citta.
It can be kusala without panya. But there should be understanding of what one is chanting to.
But this shows the role of Satcha Parami also. Why we chant, we think that it's kusala to chant. Is it, we should know, is it kusala? Because they are kusala citta when we think about the Buddha.
It depends on conditions too. If you used to do that, it's accumulation. But when you are not used to, it's new accumulation or not necessary. It depends. What's the way to pay respect, to study, to understand the teachings?
So Ajahn, if one studies Dhamma with the thought that it's for increasing one's metta rather than having understanding.
For the same. It's not jnanacharya. And you will always be on the side of the ocean. The kilesa side of that, while the other side is without kilesa.
Yeah, it's also for reducing dosa or reducing kusala. Without realizing that it requires understanding to reduce a kusala, but they
but
think
the
it's
teaching
just
is much more than that, to have the understanding of realities as they are.
To want to reduce a kusala, one must understand a kusala,
right,
and see its danger.
Right.
So it comes back to understanding.
And if we say we do it for the purpose of reducing a kusala, usually it's attachment to self again, isn't it?
It's like doing it for metta or doing it for kusala rather than doing it for understanding. It's the same as chanting without.
One forgets that at that moment it's done by accumulation. To think that way or not to think that way.
And that's the most important thing to know, that this moment is conditioned.
Each move, each thought, each moment. Yeah.